Need more time? Want more from your business and your life? Welcome to the Simple Life Habits Podcast, where you'll learn how to work less, do more, and live your life with greater focus. Now, here's your host, Jonathan Milligan.
Welcome to the Simple Life Habits Podcast. This is Jonathan, your host. Today, we have an exciting guest with us.
Woo!
I'm really excited about this topic. And this is Andy Traub, who has recently written a book called Early to Rise. Say hello, Andy.
Hello, everyone. I've been up since 2 a.m. Just kidding. No, actually, I was up at 2 a.m. because my daughter got up at like 1:30. My youngest daughter, and was up from about 1:30 to about 2:15, but I still got up pretty early today, got up about 6. So yeah, I wrote this book, Early to Rise, Learn to Rise Early in 30 Days.
Awesome.
What do you want to know?
I just want to dig into it and maybe ask you a couple questions.
Yep.
And help those people out there. Many of the listeners are trying to be more productive. They are trying to figure out how to get the big rocks put in the right spot in their life, trying to get more out of life. And so I really believe this book is something that can be an inspiration to them and help many of them. So just got a few questions for you, I guess. One is, what prompted you to write this book in the first place?
Well, long story short, one of my friends is Andy Andrews. Dude sold like 10 million books, literally, not exaggerating, like millions of books. Traveler's Gift, just all kinds of different books. New York Times bestseller. And he has this sort of follow-up to The Traveler's Gift, which is where this guy journeys through time and meets all these different people like Anne Frank and Abraham Lincoln and just all these different awesome people from the past. He gets these principles taught to him. And so Andy wrote this follow-up called Mastering the Seven Decisions. So these seven principles or seven decisions. And Mastering the Seven Decisions, in that book that Andy Andrews wrote, there's a little section, a little blurb about this 30-day challenge of getting up early. And he studied all these really successful people, and one of the things they had in common is they all got up really early. And I'm like, well, I want to be successful, and I don't get up early, so maybe that would help. So I host a podcast for him called In the Loop with Andy Andrews, and I asked his people, his team, hey, can we create 30 days of an autoresponder? So you sign up, and then for 30 days, you get an email every day and encourages you on what to do early. And so we created that. We had like 500 people sign up in the first couple weeks. And then I was like, I really want to write a book. And a lot of people I know are writing a book. And I'm like, wait a minute, I've got 30 days of content already. So I took it and cleaned it up. And I added some chapters in the beginning. And generally, if I write about anything convicting, my site's takepermission.com. If I write anything convicting, if I talk about anything with a lot of passion, I'm generally talking to myself. So I wrote this book as sort of a measure of accountability. Like, hey, if I'm the dude that wrote Early to Rise, guess what? I probably can't sleep in a lot. You know what I mean? So part of it is just, and I have 3 kids under 5, which means I don't get jack squat done other than, wiping a lot of rear ends and feeding kids and, breaking up fights when they're awake. So it was like, if I want to get stuff done and I'm self-employed, my wife and I have an agreement, I come home every day at 4 o'clock, no matter what. And so if I want to get stuff done, she's like, hey, you have to be home every day at 4. We agreed that's our agreement. But she said, but you can go to work as early as you want or get up as early as you want. So it's like, boom. So I have effectively added 2 hours to my day every day, including weekends, So you do that, that's 14 hours a week. That's out of 4. That's like a week and a half of work you add to each. So instead of every month you have 4 weeks, you really get like 5.5 weeks of work. You know what I'm talking about? If you do like an 8-hour work day. It's been awesome.
So for people who say, how can I find more time in my day?
Okay, 3 ways you can do that. 3 ways you can do that. You can sleep less. So if you want to get up early, then it's like, fine, go to bed at 11, but get up 2 hours earlier. That's probably going to fail. But some people sleep 9 hours. They only need 7, but you don't know that because you just sleep 9 hours. So you can sleep less. You can quit some stuff, meaning, I'm so busy. Well, quit some stuff, and then you won't be as busy. And the other is, I don't know if it's maybe it's a mix of it, but you could just sleep less, or you just go to bed earlier. Like, where am I going to find the time? Like, turn off the television. It's so amazing that we will actually still to this day watch the 5-day forecast. Or you could pick up your iPhone and swipe from the top down and it'll tell you the 5-day forecast. I mean, it's like, Why would anyone ever stay up to watch the weather? There's 38 different ways to get that. So go to bed earlier, right? You will. And I love Dave Ramsey says this. He says, rich people don't know who the biggest loser is or who got voted off the island. And I'm like, God, he's so right. You know what I mean?
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. What would you say is some of the challenges that people have with this whole idea of rising up early?
Sure.
Or some of the maybe the challenges you faced? Either
well, one. We lie to ourselves and say, I'm not a morning person. Well, you're not a morning person because you're not awake. Okay. Mm-hmm. They lie and say, I just can't get out of bed. That's not true. If you have a flight at 5 a.m. to a place you want to go, you'll get up at 3 a.m. and by 3:30 you have coffee in you and you'll be joyful and you'll be at the airport ready to rock and roll. So you can get up early. So basically we lie to ourselves or we're lazy or no, I don't expect you to get 4 hours of sleep. So you have to go to bed earlier. And there's this cultural thing of like, I got to stay up till this hour because I love watching Jimmy Kimmel. Well, like, you know, there's an app for that. You know what I mean? I mean, it's we're addicted to television. I think the average kid watches like 5 hours of TV a day.
Mm.
So where do you find time? I don't know. There's 5 hours. You know, well, I'm an adult. It helps me relax. That's fine. But like read a little bit of a book and go to bed earlier. You know, people really, they want to make change in their life. And they say, I don't have enough time. And I say, well, I'll give you 2 hours a day. Well, where are you getting 2 hours a day? You're asleep. Yeah. You know, and the other thing I would say is people say, you know, I'm struggling with creative ideas. I want to write a book. I want to start this or that. There's this one chapter in there about your ideas get up at 5, but you don't get up till 7. And actually, I mean that. I mean that your clarity of thinking is so much stronger in the morning, at least mine is, that I'd get up at 7 and my kids would come in and it's all over. Like, I'm not going to think creatively. I'm not going to be able to read a book. I'm not going to whatever. We wake up and someone's texting us or calling us or this or this or this. But at 5, man, it's just you. Go outside. You could walk naked up and down the street. No one care because they're in bed, right? So that's the other thing is it's just this awesome time.
You haven't tried that, right?
No comment.
Okay, no comment.
I live in South Dakota, so, you know, no nakedness outside.
Let me ask you this. Somebody's listening right now that says, yeah, this is something I want to do. How do they find Early to Rise? And maybe talk about some of the bonuses or anything that you have that can help implement this.
So I think the way that most books are made sucks. And so I got to make a book, so I made it the exact way I wanted to make it. So we have a world where, like, you know, you can watch a show on Netflix and hit stop and go to your phone and hit play and it'll pick up at the exact spot you left off. And then you can go to, you know, your computer at your office and hit play. I mean, it's all over the place. And we've got apps that sync with other devices. And so the problem with most books, especially like books that are supposed to change your habits, is they still act like books. And like books don't prompt me. They just sit there and make me feel guilty. Right. Mm. So I love technology. And so what I've done is I have at earlytorisebook.com, you can go and hear, probably by the time people hear this, 15 or 20 people have actually been through it. And you're one of those. And how they struggled with it, how they, you know, what they do in the morning. So you can hear from people that have actually been through the challenge, not just me selling you a book. When you buy the book, there's a code in the back and you put in your name and email address and you get the entire book audio edition. So you get to hear my wonderful voice read the entire book. And then every day from then on, starting the next morning, you'll get day one. You'll get the first day's chapter or passage emailed to you with a link to listen to it as well. So if you're like, this is a great idea, but listen, people, I know you sleep with your phone. It's very close to you. Okay. Most of us do it. It's okay. So you could wake up and you could stumble out of bed, check your email. There's going to be email from me for that day. You could hit play and you can listen to that day's passage. It's going to be about 4 minutes long. You know, so it's not just a book. I mean, it's so much more than that. It's an experience. And so we teach people how to download this thing called the Lyft app, which right now is for Apple only, but it's going to go to Android soon. And there's a check-in. It's a habit-building app. There's a check-in for Early to Rise. So you can see other people rising early. We're going to start a private Facebook group when there's an accountability. There's an encouragement. There's a community around this in Twitter. So one of the obstacles to getting up early is you're lonely. Like, no one else does this. People are like, you're stupid, you're crazy, I love to sleep. Listen, I love to sleep too, right? But I also love to have a productive life. And guess what? You can't do both, right? You can't sleep as much as you feel like you want to and have a really productive life. I just don't think you can. So I created this experience where you buy the book, but you get the audio, you get it in every format. So if you want it in PDF, iBook, Kindle, everything, you get it in everything. And just by making that one purchase on Amazon.
That's awesome. And that's what I'm really excited about, because it's something that on Simple Life Habits, we're constantly trying to help people with taking little steps along the way. And so many people, they get stuck in a big old book and, oh, I've read that, but then what have they done to really implement it? So you've done an awesome job with that.
Well, it's hard, man.
Kind of wrapping things up, last question is, I guess, how can people connect with you personally? If they say, I want to get connected to this Andy guy, where do they go?
Well, how about this? I'm going to send it back to earlytorisebook.com, and here's why. Because, yeah, I'm out on the net. You can Google me or whatever. But what I have found is that people are seriously changing their life, their family, their marriage, their work situations, because they're getting up 2 hours earlier. I mean, I talked to one guy, I interviewed him, and he said by getting up early, he was able to land a job in Nashville. He lived in Indiana at the time. And he's like, it was our dream, me and my wife's dream, to get a job on Music Row in Nashville. And I interviewed him yesterday, and he had kind of talked quietly because he was at work on Music Row. And he's like, I get chills every time I drive up I-65, I think it is, in the morning on his way to work. But it was that time that he carved out. And so the thing is, like with habits, the habits are great, but I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm going to teach you how to give yourself time to do whatever you want to do. So if you want to write a book, boom, there's 2 hours a morning. If you want to work on your faith, or you want to pray, or you want to exercise, or you want to just sit and be quiet, or you want to drink coffee or build models, I don't care, right? But I help people create time that they have been wasting. Whether it's shutting off the TV, quitting something that you're doing just because you feel guilty if you don't, or it's just, you know, going to bed earlier. So after people see the book, hear testimonials, you know, they can find me, but I want them to go to earlytorisebook.com, and I want them to hear other people talk about how it's changed their lives, and then I hope they take action. Anybody can do this, I promise. I hate getting up early. I hate it for about 10 minutes, and then it's awesome.
Awesome. Well, listen, this has been a great podcast. I appreciate you spending some time with us. And I just encourage you listeners out there to go exactly where Andy said, go to earlytorisebook.com and get the book and follow the steps, join the community, and start making space for the things you've been wanting to get done. All right. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, my brother.